Welcome to Intuitive Stardust. Today I want to tell you the story about how I became a Reiki master. And before we get started, I did draw a card for everyone. I drew a card from the Shaman's Dream Oracle deck, and it's number 31. In the hand, feeling secure, taken care of, the universe is your partner. Something amazing happens when you contemplate your intimate relationship with your higher power. How do you engage it? Perhaps you might have seen things through the influence of your religious background, or you may have even been exposed to other ways of making that connection real for you. It doesn't matter the source of your understanding. What matters is what works for you. For example, if you believe in a punitive God, you will be afraid of punishment for your transgressions. If you believe in a version of a higher power that blesses you, you may find it easier to surrender to a relationship of radical trust. Right now, if you imagine relaxing, curled up in the hands of the divine, how does that make you feel? Can you then turn over your needs and desires to that divine power and trust that you're safe and secure? Don't have to do anything at all to feel that way? Grace is activated in your life now. You are in good hands. Your work, family, relationships, home, everything. You've done all you can, so now is the time to rest and recharge instead of producing, doing, acting, strategizing. A hot tea, a good book, and a soft blanket are in order. So what I feel with that is it's a reminder for you, for all of us, to give ourselves grace. Giving yourself grace can be hard because we are so mean to ourselves and we don't even really know we're doing it half the time. So I invite you now to just take a minute, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath with me. And remember, you are loved, you are supported, you are held. So, let's get into my Reiki journey. So, Reiki, I didn't know what Reiki was. I had actually really gotten into yoga. I was going often and my body was in probably the best shape of my life. And I felt very aligned and grounded and centered and all of the good juicy things. My anxiety was mostly under control, or at least not as bad. And I thought, you know, this is what it's about. I think I need to become a yoga instructor. So I went down, you know, the rabbit hole of looking into how to become a yoga instructor, how much was it going to cost? And I was a little bit dismayed to find out that the closest class that I could take with a certified yoga instructor that, you know, is able to certify others in yoga to become teachers was about an hour and a half away from where I live. And it was going to cost me thousands of dollars. And I was gonna have to give up every single weekend of my life for like 2 years. Well, I am a mother and a wife, and I am very busy, especially on the weekends. So I was like, I just wasn't sure that that was a feasible route for me to take. At the time, I was going to an exercise class, a group setting, and my instructor wanted someone who is certified in yoga to maybe help out with classes or even offer a yoga class. And I'm like, I have this opportunity staring me in the face. Why can I not bring it all together? So finally, I was like, you know what? Let's just do one of the online courses so that you can get the knowledge down and, figure it out as you go. I've always been someone that's been able to sort of wade my way through learning and doing to, somehow have it all come together in the end. So that's what I did. I signed up for this yoga class and online yoga course. I paid up front. It was, of course, much less expensive, and I downloaded all the material and I started reading it, and I was so lost and so overwhelmed. And then they started talking about the chakra system, and I was like, I don't even know what this means. I was like, I just want to do yoga. Like, I just want to breathe and stretch. Like, why are we talking about energy in the body? I don't understand. So I sort of became deterred, and needless to say, I never finished the course. That was several years ago. And I just kept going to my exercise class. I really enjoyed that time to sort of, just be down, have my energy that I know now down in my body to clear my mind, to not have to worry about the past or the future and just be in the here and now. So that's what I did. And then March 13th, 2020 occurred. And my whole life, as many of you, was sort of just ground to a halt, right? I couldn't go to my classes. I couldn't have that time. My instructor eased into the changes so beautifully and offered online classes, and I was so paralyzed by how quickly everything stopped that I just couldn't pull myself to do the classes from home through my iPad. That was hard. And I ended up going down a difficult path, a path filled with fear and anxiety and worry. I didn't hug my kids for 2 weeks because the TV told me I was going to kill them. That was a lot to hold in one body, that trauma of that anxiety, that overstimulation of the mind, that the racing thoughts. And I lived that way basically on survival high alert for about, I would say, I don't know, maybe a year or close to it. And then I started to get angry. I was angry. And I had read this article about like the stages of grief in a pandemic, during a pandemic. And I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. But trying to apply it to my life was difficult. And finally, around, I would say December, January, December of, well, what was that? December of 2020. So maybe it wasn't quite a year because it was January of 2021 that I was like, I can't go on like this. I can't do this anymore. It's too much. I'm lost. I don't know how to fix it. And a dear friend of mine had seen someone locally for a Reiki session, for actually several. And it was transformational for her. And I was so glad that she shared the experience with me. And she said, well, maybe you should try a Reiki session. And I was like, you know, maybe you're right. So I asked for the person's information and I reached out and scheduled an appointment. Now, this person is my beautiful, wonderful Reiki teacher now to this day, at this time. But at that point in time, I did not know that that's what was going to happen. So she was scheduling about a month out. And I had scheduled my appointment for February 15th of 2021. So between, you know, the time in January that I reached out to then was a little ways to wait. And I thought, okay, I have a little bit of Christmas money. What else do I need to do? I just need to do something for me. I just need to do something that doesn't pertain to anyone else but me. I need to do something to show love to myself, to give myself grace, to make myself feel important and loved and cared for. So I scheduled an appointment with my friend who does microblading. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I was sort of familiar with it, but it's kind of like a semi-permanent tattoo of your eyebrows. And it's literally like individual hairs. It's super cool and beautiful. Shout out to my friend Jaina for her lovely, wonderful work that she does that's so beautiful and artistic and creative. So I went and I had my eyebrows microbladed, and I felt good about that. I felt good that I had gone and done something for me. And then shortly after that came my very first ever Reiki session. And I was walking out the door that day. I remember my kids were off. I think it was I don't know if it was an Act 80 day or what it was. Act 80 days, if you're not familiar, are where the students don't go to school, but the teachers do. It's like a learning day for the teachers. And so my children were home. My husband was working from home, as he had been for a while. And I went to my session. And as I was walking out the door, my husband stopped me and said, hey, just keep your mind open. Just be open-minded and let whatever happens happen. Because he knew how much I had been struggling and he knew that I was searching. So I showed up and my beautiful teacher opened the door and we went in and she sat with me and we did some, you know, talk therapy, if you want to call it that. She cried with me. And then she said, okay, we're going to go ahead and go get started. And she knew at the time that I had a lot to work on in my throat chakra and my heart chakra. I didn't know what that meant, but I trusted her. And we went, I got on the massage table and she said, I'm just going to clear the energy of the room with some singing bowls. And said, you know, have you ever had Reiki before? It's just some light touching and movement of the energy, the energetic body, the energy in the body. And I was like, okay. I said I was going to come here open-minded, and this is what I'm going to do. So I got on the table, and I closed my eyes and just promised that I was just going to let whatever happened happen. And I felt some sort of weight on my chest. At the time, I didn't know, but it was a beautiful rose quartz crystal on my heart space. And she started playing these bowls. I had never heard of crystal singing bowls, crystal sound bowls. And as they started to play, I had my eyes closed and my eyelids started to flicker. And I, you know, instantly my reaction was to try to stop the flickering. And then I heard my husband say, just be open and let whatever happens happen. So I thought, you know what? I guess my eyelids are going to be flickering. So she played these beautiful sounds on these beautiful balls and my eyelids went freaking nuts. And that was that. She stopped and then all of a sudden I just sort of started to feel warmth. I could smell this beautiful citrus smell. I didn't know what it was. And I felt held. I felt like I was going to be okay. And by the time she, in Reiki, the way that it goes is that you begin at the crown chakra and work your way down through to pull the energy down, to ground the energy through the root chakra. And by the time she got down to my root, I could feel her doing something. I didn't know what was happening, but it felt good. And I began to shake and shiver as though I was cold, but I wasn't cold. Now, I mean, this is February in Pennsylvania, so it was snowy and cold that day, but I could tell that it wasn't that I was cold. It was something else. And she asked me how I felt, and I told her, I said, I'm shaking. And she said, yeah, we just moved a lot of energy. And I said, but I feel good. And so she made me a cup of tea and we sat down for a few minutes while I sort of just, my body, my energetic body, my physical body, my emotional body sort of caught up to everything that had just happened. And she allowed me, she told me, she said, you are very intuitive and I want you to draw a card for yourself. So she shuffled the deck and then she said, just pick whatever. And then she actually gave me the deck to shuffle as well. And I was like, do I shuffle? And she was like, however you want. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, okay. Because see, I was used to people in the spiritual community saying, you have to do this way. You can't do this that way. And I was like, oh, okay. I can do it however I want to. And it was so freeing. So I shuffled the cards in, you know, casino style, doing the bridge like I taught myself to do when I was a child that I just still to this day love doing. And we were talking while I was shuffling. And then all of a sudden I felt this huge pull, this like almost like this surge saying, stop talking and pull this card right now. So I interrupted her and I pulled the card and I flipped it over and I was utterly shocked. It was the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light Oracle deck. And I flipped the card over and the card said, the initiation. And I was like, yeah, that's just what just happened in this Reiki treatment. This is what happened. I just reached some sort of initiation point. So I showed the card to her and we both laughed and smiled. And I had this moment where like I thought back to the beginning, just maybe an hour and a half before, where we were both crying as I was pouring out my heart and soul. And then to that moment, the initiation and the joy and the happiness that came with it for both of us. And then I left. I went home and I felt different. For the first time in a year, I felt different. And it was good different. And then, you know, things, life just kind of continued, but I started to really open my mind to figuring out what the heck is an energy center and how does it work and why do we not learn about this here in the United States? Like, why is this not something that we learn about? If all humans have an energetic body, why is no one teaching this? So I went, you know, down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, consuming information because I knew something had happened. I had changed that day. And then I, you know, watched my Reiki teacher. I watched her share things online, and I saw all of a sudden one day that she had a level one Reiki class, and I thought, I need to do this. And since that first Reiki treatment I had received, I knew that I needed to really trust myself more. I needed to follow my intuition. And I had really been working hard on following my intuition, and my intuition was screaming at me, take Reiki level one. And, you know, your mind always creeps in. I'm like, why am I doing that? Like, why? And then I thought, no, you know what? You're following your intuition, and your intuition is telling you to do this. You don't have to know why. So I signed up. And then I thought that I messed it up. So then I signed up again. And then, like, immediately, like 30 seconds later, I signed up twice. And I got a message from my teacher saying, are you having trouble with my website? Can I help you? And I was like, and I laughed. I was like, no, I just thought that I did something wrong. So I don't know if that was just nerves or if that was just my, you know, overthinking it, but I really was very committed. I wanted to do this, and I knew I needed to do it, and I was committed to following my intuition, so I did. And we, you know, fast forward, I went to my first level one attunement, and an attunement is when a Reiki master teacher opens the energy channels in your body. And that was the moment, really. That was the moment when I realized that I was saving myself. And then, you know, level two is level after level one, you commit to practicing self-Reiki twice a day for 21 days. 21 days helps is the amount of time that it takes us to form a habit. And I, you know, my teacher said, listen, you need to do this, but you also need to remember to give yourself grace. If your body is telling you that you need sleep, you know, and you only get to practice once that day, then okay. But, you know, do the best you can. Try as hard as you can. And I was like, who is this angel that has been brought into my life to remind me that I don't have to seek perfection in everything that I do? That I have to listen to my intuition, I have to listen to my body, I have to listen to my soul. And I was like, this is the most beautiful experience I've ever had in my life. So I went and I did that, and I got over a lot of limiting beliefs in that 21 days. And then level two came up at some point throughout that 21-day period. I saw that level two was available. And I went to level two, and level two is when, you know, some people only go through level two because level two is when you receive the attunements for the symbols. And there's, you know, in Usui Reiki, which is what I am, it's like the traditional Reiki, what I'm attuned to. That's when you receive the symbols. There's a power symbol, a distance symbol, and an emotional symbol. And that kind of just helps you as a practitioner. It helps the healing be a little faster and a little more amplified, and also can be sent across space and time. So it can be distance, it can be time. You can send Reiki into the past. You can send Reiki over geographical distances, and you can also send Reiki into the future. You know, it's energy. Energy moves differently than matter, than light, than sound. So I went through my level two, and then eventually, after receiving my level two attunements, it got to the point where I was ready to go through my master level attunements. And she had some classes coming up, and we chose the one that worked best for my journey, my development, as well as, you know, life with twin boys and a husband and running here and there. So I, in September of 2021, I received my master level attunements, and I did master not because I wanted necessarily at this level to teach Reiki or, you know, to give attunements, but to sort of culminate and celebrate my journey and to really, truly follow through with a promise that I made to myself the day that I walked out of that door to be open to whatever happens. And so that's what I did. So I am now attuned to Reiki energy at the master level, and I am loving myself more. I am having compassion for others more. I am shifting my perspective of a lot of things. I am learning how to heal myself. I am learning how to share healing with others. And I'm not afraid. When, you know, I'm human, I feel fear. But when fear comes, I recognize it in a different way and I don't allow it to stay. I thank it for showing up, for trying to protect me, and I move forward with grace, with myself and with others as best I can. I'm human. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. That's why we're here. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. We're here to change. And we're never, ever, ever finished learning. I know that that seems cliche at this stage, but it's so true. There's so much knowledge out there that there's just no way that you could possibly learn everything in one lifetime. So I am learning, and I am so much happier now than what I was before. And I'm learning how to embrace the fear and the anger that I felt at that sustained level for so long, because it helped me realize that those feelings are not intended to stay. If we allow them to stay, they hurt us. They show up to protect us and to bring things to our attention. And it's up to us what we do with that information. And it was so hard, and had I not been through all of that, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. And so I thank it for that, but it is hard to thank something that hurts. It hurt. It hurts to think back on. It hurts to know that I allowed that to happen to myself. But I thank it. When I feel that hurt, I thank it, because I am happy to be where I'm at now, and I wouldn't have gotten here without it. And that was my story about how I became a Reiki master. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Join me next time when I tell another story about my journey. Until then, I'm sending you all love and healing.